as I promised, I will show in 2 minutes. Both speakers were right. I'll do that as follows, and after that, I hope you will have questions addressed to either speaker. And when you do, please do identify yourself before you ask your question. It seems to me very briefly that Henry Menne has described what should be if people act and think rationally, that is, economically. And what Irving Kristol has done is to describe what has happened historically, since people do not think either rationally nor economically. Now, what that really amounts to is whether the economic mode of analysis can exhaust history, and that is what you're really going to discuss when you're discussing this. And in particular, I hope you will pay some attention to asking yourself whether a perhaps rationally undesirable development is reversible by simply saying that it is irrational and not paying much attention to whatever caused people to act so irrationally so as to have to make out of corporations some sort of institutions, remembering that by institution we mean habitual conduct or way of thinking that has taken some sort of root in a society.